Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Marcella Cloud, Development Coordinator for the Macoupin Art Collective located in Staunton. Welcome to the show, Marcella.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Marcella, today we're going to sort of cover the gamut as far as what it is that the Macoupin Art Collective is and some of the things you've done and some of the things that are coming up. And I'd like to start it off with you explaining sort of how the Macoupin Art Collective, how it began, how it got started, and the thinking behind it.
Absolutely. So it was founded by myself and Brandis Cloud, who is my cousin through marriage, and another friend, and it started as a dream. Brandy is an artist, and my degree was nonprofit management at Blackburn. And I started taking pottery classes from Brandy. And as we would drive to Edwardsville so that she could teach these classes, we just started dreaming. And part of my senior year was to develop a nonprofit and write the articles of incorporation and the bylaws. And that kind of became the foundation of what today is the Macoupin Art Collective, was dreaming in the car on the way there. We had an investor that believed in that dream as well and helped us get started, and then we've been going ever since. So we liked the idea of art, and Brandy grew up in Staunton, and she grew up without art. She didn't have a ton of access, but still is an incredible potter and amazing teacher, and she's been teaching art all over the place to lots of kiddos everywhere, and we wanted it to be here. We wanted it to be in Staunton, where there was not a ton of access. So that was 5 years ago. 4 years ago, we started in about a block away from where we are now. We started in an old building and started doing classes and workshops and community outreach. We, last year, purchased our own building. We bought the old Mansell Music Building, and we completely renovated it entirely by volunteer power. I think we bought 2 2x4s in the whole renovation process. We reused everything that was here, and we're very happy to, as an organization, own our building and be able to kind of shape it and change it however we need.
You spoke of pottery and things like that. Is your art the main focus of your art? I guess you would say visual art at things like that. Is that what you predominantly do?
Yes. Right now we really only do visual art. We have been hoping to expand into more music and theater, with hopes that maybe by next year we'll be able to do those things safely. We do have some awesome instructors in the area that have shown a lot of interest in doing classes, and I know that our kiddos and our community definitely have interest as well. So we're hopeful to kind of expand. Right now we do just visual art. We have clay, stained glass, fiber art, knitting, fabric, basic sewing kind of things, watercolor, drawing, you name it. And we probably have done it or will do it at some point. Metals, we have a metal smithing, jewelry making, all kinds of things.
I guess that entails bringing in other people from your organization, or is this all done by you and your partner there as far as the teaching, as you said, everything from metals to whatever it may be art-wise?
So we have 3 employees of the organization: myself, Brandis, who is the executive director, and then Trinity Brajet, who is our kind of jack of all trades. She knows where everything is. She deals with lots of the donations that we get of art materials. She helps us keep our shop ready. So there's the 3 of us that are employed, and then we contract out our art instructors. And we have, last year we had 20 different artists that instructed different classes. This year we've had quite a few less because we've had quite a few less classes, but we're hopeful that we'll be able to get back to that 20 artists instructors.
Everybody's been affected rather negatively by COVID-19 and the pandemic that's going on. Let me ask you, as far as the art collective, do you get involved? You know, Staunton has some things that are sort of remarkable of its own, like, the Tour de Donut, and then they try to develop the Rib Fest around that. Do you get involved like that, also community-wise, outside of, say, instruction or teaching art?
Absolutely. One of our big... We love community outreach. Our mission is art to everyone. And we hope that at some point we can do free art to everyone, but we try pretty hard to get free art to as many people as we can. So in the past, we've set up at Balloon Glow and done kids' crafts. We've worked with, we have an empty bowls program that the community comes in and makes ceramic bowls and glaze them, and then we sell them full of soup as a fundraiser for the food pantry for Kids Cafe for their summer food program. Right now we have two big community outreach programs almost wrapped up. We are making drawing kits for the Alton overnight warming centers so that those individuals maybe have something creative to work on, so they have materials. And then our very big one that we've been working on all year is our Fostering Friends program that we've worked with art therapists from SIUE, students who are becoming art therapists, helped us design and create age-appropriate art kits for kids entering foster care. So we have been assembling art kits, 200 art kits, to go to kiddos in Macoupin County that are entering the foster care system so that they have things that are their own. They have a creative outlet that's age-appropriate, materials specifically designed for those kids. So we have currently 200 art kits sitting in our gallery waiting to find their home. And that project was really great because we had individuals that sewed, made little bags for all the kits to go in, made journals, art journals for all of the kits. So it was really rewarding to be able to work with lots of groups within the community to provide those materials and not just purchase them all, that we have these really beautiful handmade items that we get to share. We also have craft kits that go out. So once a week we do a free craft kit that goes out to the community, and then we do a video, corresponding video, with whatever materials are in those bags. And we've done over 1,000 this year of those to our community, and we had an anonymous donor that sponsored all of the materials for us to continue that next year. We also have a craft cabinet outside of our building that's fully stocked with materials, glue, scissors, paper, stickers, anything that we have extra of, we put in the cabinet so that community members can come and take what they like and have things at home. Kind of like a lending library idea, but with craft materials.
You mentioned classes, and then we talked about COVID. Is it when you get back, say, up and running? Well, obviously you're running, but up and running after COVID. Is it like you have classes, and you'll let people know, and then they can sign up for the class? Is that how your classes are put together, or are they put together some other way?
We have classes that are... We have some standard classes that we repeat and we do often. We have wheel throwing, we have stained glass, we have knitting. Those kind of show up often as like 6-week classes or 4-week classes. And then a lot of the other classes that we come up with are really just if we have instructors that are really excited about something, if we have people that are really excited about something will find an instructor. And those are all on our Facebook and our website, and you just sign up for those. We've had lots of homeschooling classes. We have a group in Edwardsville that we work with, and then we have a group in Staunton that we work with to do homeschooling classes, and those are usually by a semester. So we'll do 10 or 12 classes for the full semester with those kiddos. And then we also do private events. So if you have a birthday party that you have, you know, 8 or 10 kids that you want to do something special, we do birthday parties, we do bridal showers, we do baby showers, we do all kinds of things.
I was going to ask you, as you said, you have expertise in not-for-profit. As a not-for-profit, do you also do fundraisers, I guess, to keep funds coming in so that you can do all your various projects throughout the community?
We do. We do a lot. And the majority of our funds are $5 to $10 donations at a time. So we have a really big network of support throughout our community. We have about $200 a month of people that sustaining giving. So they've set up to continually give every month, which really makes a difference in all of our budgeting. This year, we have written grants like crazy. I can't even tell you how many. We've had a lot of no's and a lot of yeses, and that's been really great as well. So we did one big fundraiser this year that raised about $12,000, and that was exceptional. It was through Community Thrives, and we had challenges every week, so our donors were able to donate for specific challenges for a whole month, and that was really wonderful. That was to help us fundraise for our future dreams, our dreams of being able to renovate part of our building to provide more space and space for art therapy, renovate our outdoor space so that we can do outdoor classes and kind of spread out a little bit. And we're hoping one day to buy an old bus and retrofit it to be an art bus so that we could expand our community outreach. We could go to all the small towns in Macoupin County and have a generator on the bus and park in libraries and parks and pull out tabletop wheels and sewing machines and take art to people. That's our big dream, hopefully by next year, that we'll be able to do that. And that would be a resource to our teachers, that they could rent the bus for a small fee and have the equipment that so many schools are not able to purchase on their own.
Now, as we come closer to the end of the show, you have something else that I would say is fairly big coming up, something that involves several organizations from the information I received from you. And I'm going to have a mural in Staunton, and this isn't just a regular one, and maybe you'd like to talk about that and how it got together.
I would love to. We were fortunate. One of the grants we wrote this year was for the Healing Illinois grant, and we received funding from the Chicago Community Trust, I believe. And the grant is for us to create a large mural. So I think it's 10 by 30, and we are able to work with an internationally known artist from St. Louis named Kababi Bayak. He does lots of bold colors and lots of lines and a little bit of funk, and he has agreed to come and leave a bit of his art in Staunton, which is so exciting for us as an organization, for our community, that we'll be able to share that with the community. And part of our hope is that that mural is on Main Street, and it's something that everyone driving on Main Street, whether you're from Staunton or just passing through, will be able to see. and enjoy, and we're hopeful that, you know, as you're sitting in the drive-through line at the pharmacy, you'll be able to look over and have just a bit of joy in your day. So we're very excited for that project to start. He will be working from December 27th until January 5th, I believe. And part of what he's doing, he goes around to schools and does presentations all over the country. And he will be working with us and local art educators. And he is going to do a presentation for some of our art educators about the process of creating murals, his artistic voice and his vision, and how he's inspired and how our teachers can help inspire their students and create their own murals. So we're very excited about that. We will be working with the Regional Office of Education to provide CPDUs, continuing professional development units, for our teachers. So that is a wonderful resource for us. We're so excited for that project. It's one of the big things we've been doing this year.
We have come to the end of the show, but I did want to give you time to leave. Obviously, you have ways to be contacted, and I'm sure in today's society, there's Facebook and so forth in there. If you'd like to talk about how people can find out more about you, go ahead and do that.
Absolutely. Our website is macart.org, macart.org. And we are on Facebook as the Macoupin Art Collective. We are on all the other social medias, but I think the website has our email address if you're interested in emailing us, and let us know what you want to create.
Marcella Cloud, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.